USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Federal health officials are warning doctors to watch out for a rare but deadly illness that's attacking children. It's believed to be linked to the coronavirus. There are more than 160 cases in 17 states and Washington, D.C. At least 3 children have died. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo.
We thought that children were not especially infected by the virus. To now find out that they might be, and it might be several weeks later, this is truly disturbing.
The nationwide alert follows an urgent warning about the possibility of a prolonged recession from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. He told an economic think tank the federal government should provide more aid to cushion the blow.
Additional fiscal support could be costly, but worth it if it helps avoid long-term damage and leaves us with a stronger recovery.
This is USA Radio News.
Welcome to Tax Talk with Hollywood legend Bob Eubanks.
You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-832-1594. 800-832-1594.
There's been more testimony to Congress about the rush to reopen the nation and what kind of trouble that could get us into. Dr. Ashish Jha is the director of the Harvard Global Health Institute. He says the key is much more testing.
It was inadequate testing that precipitated the national shutdown. We must not make the same mistakes again as we open up our nation. The institute that I run has calculated that the U.S. needs more than 900,000 tests every day to safely open up again. We're doing about a third of that.
Also very important, contact tracing. The director for Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, Tom Inglesby.
We do contact tracing well. We need on the order of 100,000 contact tracers working for states across the country this year, which is about 30 workers per 100,000 population in a state.
You can listen to the news anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The World Health Organization's Dr. Michael Ryan says the effort to find a vaccine goes on in labs around the world. But he also cautions,
this virus may become just another endemic virus in our communities. And this virus may never go away. HIV has not gone away, but we've come to terms with the virus, and we have found the therapies, and we've found the prevention methods.
In their daily tally, Johns Hopkins University reports that the U.S. death toll from the coronavirus pandemic now stands at more than 84,100 people. That's roughly 29% of the world's total of just under 300,000 people. Officials expect the actual number to be much higher. Singer Melissa Etheridge announced on social media that her son, Beckett Cipher, has died. Variety has confirmed the death through a representative of Etheridge. The cause of death still remains undisclosed, and they expect to make a further statement. Etheridge had Beckett with her former partner, Julia Cipher, through artificial insemination. They also have a daughter, 23-year-old Bailey Jean. David Crosby was the sperm donor for both children. Beckett Cipher was 21 years old. You can listen to current news, updated hourly, or search through the archives and find a story that aired days ago. Listen to all the news, all the time, at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.